Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, July 28th. You'll be interested to know. 157 years ago today, in 1868, the United States ratified the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. This landmark amendment granted citizenship and equal civil and legal rights to African Americans and emancipated slaves, marking a significant step toward equality and justice in the nation. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 74 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:12, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:19. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, clearing up to mostly sunny skies at a high near 90 with a gentle northeast breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear conditions with a low around 70 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 8:30 with a high tide at 2:45. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 96 and a heat index around 97. Tuesday night will be mostly clear with lows around 73. Wednesday brings a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with mostly sunny skies at a high near 94. Wednesday night has a chance of showers and thunderstorms with mostly cloudy skies and lows around 71. Thursday starts with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, becoming mostly cloudy with a high near 80. Thursday night continues with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows around 62. On Friday, expect a chance of rain before 1 p.m. with mostly sunny skies at a high near 75. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, defense attorneys are urging for the release of the so-called Proctor files, which were seized from former Massachusetts State Police investigator Michael Proctor. These files contain emails and text messages obtained by the Federal Bureau of Investigation from Proctor's iCloud account during the Karen Reed investigation. Proctor, who faced misconduct allegations, was dismissed from the police force. A federal judge has extended the deadline to destroy the files, allowing defense teams, including that of Miles King, to seek critical evidence. Legal analyst Michael Coyne emphasized that failure to disclose exculpatory information could lead to case dismissals. A follow-up hearing is set for August 5th. Now on to sports. Rafael Devers' debut at first base did not go smoothly for the San Francisco Giants, who suffered a close 2-1 loss against the New York Mets. Now just 3 games above the 500 mark, the Giants are struggling in the National League wildcard race, and the much-anticipated Devers trade has yet to elevate the team's performance. While Devers has the potential to improve, his initial performance raised concerns among fans. Despite some bright moments, such as an impressive play in the fourth inning, the Giants may need to reconsider his defensive role and possibly return him to the DH position. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Fenway Park, the Sox edged out the Dodgers 4-3. Bregman blasted a 2-run homer in the fifth, sealing the win. May took the loss for the Dodgers, while Bernard claimed the win for Boston. In a tight contest, Hicks notched the save. Story's sacrifice fly and Conforto's long shot kept the pressure on. With this victory, the Sox improve to 57-50 as they hold off the Dodgers' late push. Tonight, the Sox take on the Twins in Minneapolis. Richard Fitz, holding a 4.86 earned run average, faces Simeon Woods Richardson, sporting a 4.14. First pitch is at 7:40 under sunny skies with a warm 89 degrees forecast. In top news, in Las Vegas, workers are facing a significant challenge as tourism declines this year, impacting their tip income dramatically. Visits have decreased by 6.5% compared to last year, and workers such as bartenders, showgirls, and dealers report tips have shrunk by more than half. Although Congress recently exempted up to $25,000 in tips from personal income taxes, many feel it does not offset the drop in earnings. Rising living costs further complicate matters as workers rely heavily on tips to make ends meet. As one tattoo artist said, we're all starting to freak out. In business news, Warren Buffett is sending a blunt message regarding Social Security, urging lawmakers to prevent benefit cuts. Social Security is a vital income source for many retired Americans, with nearly 40% of men and 44% of women aged 65 and older relying on it for half or more of their income. The average retiree receives about $2,000 in monthly benefits, which is insufficient amidst rising inflation. Buffett warns that without changes, the program's trust fund could run out by 2033, risking a staggering 23% cut in benefits. Lawmakers must act quickly to avert a senior poverty crisis. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% over the weekend to about $119,000. Ethereum is up 7% to just under $3,900. And XRP is up 6% to $3.26. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Recent research reveals that groundwater pumping has caused Earth to tilt 31.5 inches over the past two decades, impacting its rotation and contributing to sea level rise. The study published in the journal Geophysical Research Letters highlights that this tilt is linked to 2,100 gigatons of groundwater being redistributed, primarily for irrigation and human use. Tang Wianxio, a geophysicist involved in the study, emphasizes the significant role of groundwater in climate-related changes. Understanding these shifts could aid conservationists in addressing climate challenges and mitigating sea level rise. And in entertainment news, The Fantastic Four First Steps has taken the top spot at the box office, earning an impressive $118 million in the US and Canada, and $218 million globally during its opening weekend. This marks a triumphant return for the franchise under Walt Disney Company's ownership. Starring Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Eben Moss-Backrach, and Joseph Quinn, the film received an 88% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes, signaling a quality comeback. In contrast, DC Studios' Superman, landed in second place with $24.9 million domestically and a total of $503 million worldwide. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and philosopher, William James Durant. And he said, "The future never just happened. It was created, emphasizing the power of resilience and proactive efforts in shaping outcomes." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.